David now. Hey, David.
Thank you, Rachel. All right, Mully.
What's up, Dave? What's up, David? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I appreciate you for asking. How you doing today, partner?
I'm good.
Okay, that's great. Now, my name is David. I'm the director here in charge for the state of New York. Let's go ahead and see what we can do to help you out here. Now, I understand you've been in a tough situation. You've been placed in a tough situation with Home Advisor, right? AKA yeah. Angie's List.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, okay. Yep. And it's tough, right? And I understand. I mean, they operate with contracts. They can put you guys in a predicament when it comes, you know, to your actual leads and what you're converting and so on and so forth, right? Now, here, we definitely aim to try to do some things for you. So I can go ahead and provide some competitive pricing as well as go ahead and offer some competitors' discounts. So that way we can go ahead and get your price somewhere feasible and try to make up for some of that lost ground.
Honestly, at this point, it's just, I'm on a hook for $850 a month with these idiots. And I have yet to land a job from them or yet to come across something that I do, let alone to land one of their jobs. So, and for me to try canceling them, and I got to pay, I think it was 12% of whatever the annual, whatever it is that I owe them. And that comes out to like almost $4,000. So just to cancel, I got to pay them $4,000. So it's like, I'm stuck, you know what I mean? And I can't, you know, my business is young, so it's not like I do this crazy amounts of money to where otherwise I would just cancel them. But I don't want to stretch myself too much with all this advertising and, you know,
at the end of the day, not be able to pay you. Make no money. Yeah, for sure. So
at the end
of the day, when it comes down to marketing, I mean, it's always going to be about return on investment, right? And whenever we talk to a newer company, somebody, you know, that's new in business is what we call it. We use what's called a new 25 code. We actually slash our rates for them right out the gate just because we do understand overhead is going to mean a lot for new businesses. And if they, you know, get slammed or get buried right out the gate by a company, the growth is hard, right? Now, not all companies understand that. You know what I mean? You have companies like Angie's List who would rather just lock you in on a contract and force you to stay with them no matter what. Here we don't. We're a true month-to-month service. You know, our cancellation terms are as easy as to let us know 3 days before, and you won't be billed for the next service. We've been in business for 20 years off that model, right? We have 90% customer retention ratio. So every one of our business owners is here because we're making the money. Because nobody's going to pay for marketing if they're upside down and it's not making any money for them, right? So with that being said, there's definitely some things here I can do to help you. And I'm going to go ahead and do everything I can to make it as affordable as possible. Now, I do have a couple questions just to make sure that we hit, you know, the nail right on the head when it comes down to your needs. So besides Home Advisor, are you using anything else for lead generation?
Negative.
Not right now. Okay. So no other type of marketing now. I'm asking because I also did a search in your area, right? And what you want to do is put yourself in your customer's shoes as a business owner. And when somebody's looking for excavation services, you know, anything that's going to fall into that window, think about how they're going to go and find a company. They're going to do one of two things. Okay. They're either going to ask a friend or they're going to pull out their phone and let their phone find it for them. Absolutely.
Yep.
Google,
yep.
Bing, Alexa, or Siri. They'll do a voice search if they're in their vehicles and they're real convenience shoppers. And these are the type of customers that you're looking for because convenience shoppers are the ones that they're not going to take the time to call four or five companies. They're going to pick one and they're going to give it a call. You're going to have your chance to convert without the competition. Now, right now we have three companies, Hudson Valley Excavating, T. Ferraro and Son, and High Tech Excavation. These guys are getting a share of that revenue, right? And 90% of the revenue is starting to stop in right here on the first place in the map. Now, that's what we want to do for you.
So
we want to get you registered.
I'm going to give you a little bit of background. My business is registered up there. But
okay.
most of my work is I concentrate really lower Westchester area.
Okay.
Like, you know, Yonkers, Purchase, Rye Brook. Because the truth is up by me. I don't know if you're from the area or not, but I live up further north. So, and anybody and everybody basically has some type of excavating, meaning the competition is a lot stronger up by me than rather than lower Westchester.
Gotcha.
You follow me?
Yeah, I follow you. So yeah. I ran another
search. I would say 95% of my work is down in Westchester.
Westchester and Yonkers. How about Yonkers?
Yeah, that's part of Westchester.
Westchester, Yonkers. Oh, okay. Yeah. I see him right here. Okay, so when I'm looking in Yonkers, right, the guys that I'm finding is NDL Associates, East Coast Breaking, and Sandoval Masonry Contractors. And these are your excavating guys in that area that are being listed within the local section, right? So these guys soaking up some of that revenue. Now, with that being said, I also ran a scan on excavating services itself, the keyword. Now, this keyword, it's a hot keyword in the area, which means it's been averaging at least 1,400 searches over the past 30 days for the past 6 months consecutively, right? So excavating services is something that people are looking for on the regular in these areas, right? So, yeah, with that being said, what I'm able to offer you and what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to take one of our most expensive plans and I'm going to slash it down for you as much as I can. So that way we can go ahead and get obviously the service we need, the turnaround we need, and also, you know, the revenue we need, because you're definitely needing to make up some ground there for what you're losing out on, Angie. So let's see. Okay. 4 years in business. Okay. Website, target market. I'll tell you what, this is what I'm going to do. All right, so I'm going to take our $600 plan. This one sits at $599, and I'm going to slash it down to $249 for you. At that $249, I'm even going to go throw in a website. And are you on any social medias at all?
No, I had made an account, and I just never.
Okay. Now, the reason why I asked is because through the Facebook business profiles, they're currently converting at a very high rate when it comes to your types of services in your area. So with this listing, what I'm willing to do is put $100 worth of Facebook advertisements in the area every single month. Now, that $100 will last you the entire month. So you won't need to add any more money, and we will be able to use that to promote and market towards your peak service hours as well as your peak services to customers that are actively looking for your services. So that means we're going to help build that business profile and at the same time making sure it's getting in front of customers that are actually needing your services. Now, we do that with the retargeting technology. So if you've ever scrolled through Facebook and you've noticed ads coming through for things you had been talking about, searching, things like that, that's what that is, right? So we're able to do that for you so that way we can retarget your customers in the meta world. Now, whenever they're searching within Google or Bing, you're going to be found as a first option, right, in those areas, which is obviously going to be beneficial for us. What we're also going to do is activate you within Yelp, Bing, and Apple, okay? So with all these services, you know, you're going to be looking at different directories, which are going to be able to generate avenues of business, your social medias, which are going to be generating avenues of business, and most importantly, our keyword searches and phrases within the Google network. When somebody's voice searching, they're typing in a search, so on and so forth. You know, this is a program that is designed to be able to make money off $600 a month, so I see no problem with you being able to turn over your $249. That's going to be something that should be very fruitful for you and very quick, right? All right. At $249, it's a minimal to in order to be able to get us out there and actually be able to make some money. Now, I have timelines of when all this stuff really goes into play, right? So within 5 to 7 days, you can expect all your directory submissions to be live. That's Google, Facebook, Yelp, Apple, as well as your reporting dashboard. Now, your reporting dashboard is your Google Business Analytics dashboard. It's going to show you all the keywords and phrases you're listed for. It's going to show you where the searches are coming from, as well as provide you with a customizable call tracking. So when customers are calling you, they're hearing, thank you for calling AMC Excavation. Press 1 for new customer, press 2 for existing. Being on that first page of Google is going to be one thing. More phone calls, we're going to give you some of the conveniences to help you take those calls, right? So it'll filter through. It'll show you have a new local lead ping. It'll get all your information. You can either take that call live, or you can let your answering service do its thing, and then you take that call when you see fit, right? Now we move on to day 7 to 14. I'm going to have your website up and running, and your Facebook ads are going to be ready to go as well. Past that, it's going to be continued supporting, ongoing review, and customer support. by about day 45, you're going to see yourself on the first page of all the areas that you like to be listed. This is going to cover you for a 50-mile radius from home base, right? So we can set up geofences. Now, I'm looking at the map, right, because we talked about some specific areas that you'd like to go to. I believe that was Westchester, right? Yep. So let me run a quick scan here for radius. Because the business is listed at 22 Pine Brook Loop, right? In 12533?
Correct.
Okay. So give me one sec. Okay, so I see the geofence here. 12533. We're looking in Hopewell. Let me pull up our other one. Okay, so from Hopewell, you're typically traveling, you know, down into that area on a daily, right?
Every day. Yep.
More or less, about how far is that drive for you?
An hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what we're going to want to do then is we're going to target specific cities and zip codes for the areas that you want to work in. That's what we're going to have to do. Because your home base is an hour away. But I see your home base is, the reason why you're working over there is obviously it's a more dense area. More population.
Let's see.
Okay, Hartford goes out the other way. That's New Haven.
Nothing in Connecticut.
Yeah, nothing in Connecticut. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Now, okay, so that's definitely something that we're going to be able to target. I pulled up a few of the cities and the zip codes. That way we can get it down in that area. Let's see. Hartsdale, Irvington. New Rochelle, Larchmont. Okay. All right. So then, yeah, what we're going to do here is we're going to be able to fence in all this area here of Westchester. Now, is there any other areas that you're looking at targeting?
Putnam County, Westchester County is basically the two main ones.
Okay. You said Westchester County. What was the first county? I'm sorry.
Putnam County. We could do the three counties. Okay. Putnam, Dutchess, and Westchester, but... You know what I mean?
Yeah, Putnam, Dutchess, and Westchester. Okay. All right. Hey, so I'm three now.
Hold on a second. Giuseppe's truck has died, so I'm going to go find him.
Okay.
I don't know if he's on site. No, I'm sure he left. We might have to get a strap. He's on Columbus in Westlake. I go get him. I think I have a strap in the back of my truck. Fucking guy.
This fucking guy with his fucking car, man.
You got the room.
I got the room? Fucking motherfuckers, bro. I swear to fucking God. I feel like fucking smashing the whole front of his car. That's what I feel like doing now. Hello?
I'm here, Molly. I hear you, brother. You're going to it right now.
just been going on for fucking 2 days straight. I can't get off the hook. All right, go ahead. Sorry about that. I'm just one of my workers, his car died, so I gotta go tow him.
No worries. I know, man. I work with business owners all day, so I know you guys got things going on. All right. So next thing that we have here, Mully, is, I mean, what are your hours of operation right now that you want to list on the first page of Google?
Seven to five, I guess.
Okay.
Seven to five PM, that's the number.
Yeah. Monday through Friday. Now, what are we doing on weekends?
I work basically every Saturday.
Okay, same hours?
So Monday through Saturday,
7 to 5. Okay, and Sundays we're closed?
Yeah, Sunday unless emergency or unless I have to.
Okay, so like appointment only?
Yeah.
Okay. Sunday we have appointment only. Now, talk to me a little bit about your services. I mean, obviously we have excavating. What's the specialty, man? What are you guys doing on a day in, day out, things like that?
We basically do all site work, you know, anything that has anything with site, underground water mains, underground sewer mains, underground drainage mains, underground, you know, basically anything that has to do with a piece of equipment. From concrete work to blacktop work.
Yeah, the reason why I ask is what I do is I get every service that you do, right? I list it down, and then I throw it to an analytics system, and it's going to find all of the most used keywords and phrases for these types of services in your area, and these are the types of keywords and phrases that we're going to have you listed for, right? Because these are the ones that have already been shown that this is what people are searching and where they're securing businesses from, right? So that's why I definitely want to, you know, get those services, list them all down, and run them through analytics, and, you know, make sure we get you set up properly. That's definitely, you know, my biggest task here. Okay, so I have site work, underground water main, sewage main, concrete work, blacktop work. Okay.
Glenn Thorne. It's a mechanic down the road here.
Why don't you bring it to the mechanic right there? Why you got to tell the
people? Because I know the guy, man.
Oh, okay.
He's diesel, man. This diesel car. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I went there before to these guys. Well, yeah, they're not far from here.
That's fine. I'm just trying to save you a dollar or two.
I know, but that's the same. The Tony who came to the
okay.
My guy because I have a full coverage.
Okay.
But he said he's coming, so what's it?
Okay.
All right. Sorry, man. Thank you.
You no problem.
All right. Thank you.
I'll see you. Call me if you have any problems. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. So I'm working on the account anyways because here I'm seeing you doing retaining walls, concrete floors, concrete driveways, major grading or resloping,
yeah.
Site preparation, water main install, repair, sewer main install. Right. Okay. And I'm also getting all the cities that you list, that you have listed here already that you're serving. Is there anything else other than these cities? I mean, you got a pretty long list already, right? But there's anything that you can think off the top of your head you don't have listed. Okay. Because these are all the areas that we're going to list you for within the Google network.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so I got all the services, we have hours of ops, and we got all your service listed. Okay. All right, Mully, now, I mean, the next thing really is, now you know the plan, you know what we can do for you and the benefit of what we're going to bring your company. Last thing is, I mean, you're going to give me a shot to prove it to you?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, yeah, we'll do it because it's no contract. That's the only way I'll
honestly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, yeah, we never operate with contracts. What we look to do is build a trusting business partnership without a contract, right? So you'll even hear in our verification is verbal. Yeah, it's a verbal month-to-month service, right? So.
Yeah, I'll give you my credit card.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm setting things up here for us.
And you said, how much you said, $240 you said or something a month?
$249, yeah. So it's the $600 plan that I slashed down to you for $249. You're going to stay locked in at that rate. That's going to give you unlimited calls and unlimited clicks. So however many customers you go and secure, You change your payment is never going to change there.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. So before I take like card info or anything like that, what we do is a voice verification, right? It's because I have you on the discounted pre-agreement and it's an added form of protection for you. I'll even send it out to you in writing with your invoice, okay? So it'll go over your payment amounts and even your cancellation details. Sound fair?
Okay. Yep.
All right. If you have any questions, just throw me down and say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? I'll rephrase it for you just so I can make sure you have that understanding before I even take any card info. Okay. So, welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, please state the name of your business.
AMC Excavation, LLC.
Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, Molly Kumash, I'm the owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I'm sorry?
You're an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Molly, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So you have three options, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. What would that be?
F-A-R-I-J-A.
Okay. Is that Frugier?
Frugier.
Frugier. Gotcha. Okay. Now, Molly, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, now calls, they do come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically what that means, Molly, yeah, basically what that means that if anybody else starts, you know, contacting you, hey, you know, they want to sign you up for this service, give me a call. I'm the director here in charge of the state. Just let me know, hey, they're calling me about this, that, and the other. I'll let you know if it's something that'll benefit you or if it's something that we're already doing for you, right? So we just want to make sure you're not going to get charged twice or at the same time hurting the
algorithm.
Oh,
I ain't fucking signing up with nobody. I'm not signing up with nobody. I want your
call. Yeah. Let me handle it all. I got your back. Okay. So now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, these may include your business license, proof of insurance, if you have a Google Guarantee application, or any other items recommended for your Google Business Profile verification, right? Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspensions of a Google profile, right? Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 28th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. However, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, keep in mind, Local Splash is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So it's as simple as that, Molly. Now, Molly, can you spell your last name for me?
T as in Charlie,
mm-hmm.
U as in Umbrella, N as Nancy, M as Michael, U-L-J-A-J. We're going to change the phone number, though. They're not going to use this number.
Okay,
I'm
what
give
number?
You my business number.
Okay. Give me 1 second. What's the business number?
Fuck. Hold on. 203 something.
Yeah, I know. Give me a second because I literally just opened it up and I do not fucking remember. 203-2304, I think. Fuck me. I don't have that phone either. Fuck. Oh.
Let me see if I can find it for you, brother. Give me 1 sec.
Well, it's affiliated with the company, so you should be able. Can I change the number after? Is there like an app with this or not?
Yeah, so with the phone number, we can definitely like update phone numbers for you. Think, oh, look, I have 914-349-3933.
That's this number, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, that's what you have listed right now on Yelp as your business phone number.
Sure, that's it though?
No, that's not it. It's user's number. Fuck it. I'll change it out.
Yeah. Did you maybe like set up
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
a...
It's all right, I got it.
Okay. Shoot.
914-203-2304.
Right. 914-203-2304. Got it. Okay, we have you down at 22 Pine Brook Loop. That's in Hopewell Junction,
yeah.
New York, 12533, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, can I get a good email address for you?
amcexcavation.ny@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Now, are you going to be using Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Amex.
Okay. Ready when you are?
3716. 2806. 0162.
004. Okay. Expiration?
0329.
March of 29. And security code.
0564.
Okay. So I'm going to go over the numbers from the front just to make sure I have them correct. We have 3716, 2806, 0162, 004.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so coming up next, we're going to go ahead and schedule you for your calendar invite. Now, that's going to be that 30-minute phone call, that onboarding call. What's going to work for you, tomorrow morning or the afternoon?
Is it going to be today?
No, it'll be tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow morning around this time. That's my drive home.
Okay. Let me put this down. Let's see what we got.
How you doing, Mr. Bro?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just reminded Matt.
Fuck, that sucks.
What do you got to do? Yeah. I got my replacement.
Ah, yeah, okay. Oh, you enjoy yourself. Have a good time.
Oh, I got to take my mother's birthday Friday. I'm 83, so I got
to. There you go. God bless you.
My brother's going to fly down and surprise her when she doesn't know she's coming down.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Well, you enjoy some time off, okay, bud?
Well, my brother and his wife there.
Well, that's...
You know how I go, don't
you? Then come back as soon as you can and get some time off from them. Have a good one, Chris. Yeah, so tomorrow around this time would be great.
Yeah, so you're about to get that email right now to AMC Excavation. Let's see, you put amcexcavation.ny@gmail.com. So that one's about to go up.
AMC, right? AMC.
Yeah, AMC. I want to say.
Who would I expect it from?
It's going to come from, you'll see me, David, you're going to see yourself, and you're going to see our client onboarding team. So it'll say client.interviews, And it'll say local splash. That one's about to go out right now. Just give me a second. I'm putting it together. And are you going to want us to call the number that you're on right now, or are you going to want us to call your business phone number tomorrow for the call?
You can call this number. It's fine.
C-U-N-M-U-L-J-J.
Okay.
C-U-N-M-U-L-J-J.
Okay. Listen, if you have to take a trip back and forth, hold on a second, for a day or two or whatever. I don't know, man. I guess I'm not speedo.
I'll have speedo. Let me know what goes on with your truck.
I don't know right now. Tomorrow.
How are you getting home?
Messiah's coming to pick me up. Don't worry. Get the truck. Don't worry.
Fuck the traffic. Let me see if you can take the truck 38.
Okay.
All right, but that's it then?
Yeah, all right, Molly. So what I was going to say is congratulations, man. You went ahead and you did lock in your listing. I'd like to be the first one to welcome you to Local Splash. I did send you out your email for your calendar invite. Right now, you're also going to notice some messages coming into your phone. That'll be a little bit of homework if you can get that done by our next phone call, which will be tomorrow. It's terms and conditions. You can just sign it, click on it. It's going to be over the things that we kind of went over with our voice verification. Right, so it'll be that information. You give that a few clicks and a sign, we'll be ready to go. You should also have received your login for your dashboard, right? So you're more than welcome to set that one up, and that should be going live and transmitting data within the next 5 days, okay? So we'll have your onboarding call tomorrow afternoon, and about this time you'll be hearing from me.
Sounds good.
All right, now I'm going to text you right now, my name and my extension, right to my desk. So that way you have any questions, you need anything, you just call me right here to my desk. And I'll take care of you.
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
Absolutely, brother. It's my pleasure being able to help you out today. And I look forward to having a conversation with you tomorrow.
All right, bud.
All right, Molly. Have a good one out there, brother. Stay safe.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.